Hello, welcome to episode number 17, I believe. We'll call it episode 17, take two, because the quick ones amongst you would have seen that I did record this episode yesterday, and it came out sounding a bit like a washing machine. No idea what happened, but I have now tested the sound, replayed it back, so hopefully now this works, and that's something I will obviously learn from my mistake. Test the sounds, make sure it's working. No idea why. I think it might have been connected up to my new headphones, I think, which I thought I'd put back in a box and switched off, but apparently not. I think that might have been why. But I'm going to get straight into it, because I've got about 20 minutes, maybe. And I've got loads to get through. Fat loss 101. So everything you need to know about losing body fat. If you are not looking to lose body fat, or if you're looking to increase muscle size or anything like that, this probably is not for you. If you're looking to improve your health, improve your, lower your body fat levels, this is going to help you immensely. I've got a load of titles written down and I'm just going to go. So, point number one, fad diets. So anything that you may have heard, things along the lines of Weight Watchers, Slimming World, 80-20, 5-2, intermittent fasting, calorie counting, if it fits your macros, diet shakes, diet bar nutrition plan, all that sort of coffee ones is another one that's come up recently. Now, I'm not going to sit here and slag them off, and I'm not going to sit here and say they don't work, because for some people they do work. They do work. However, the issue you have with these types of diets is sustainability, and whether or not you can follow that plan for a long period of time. A very common one that people are coming on at the minute is the keto diet, which is low calorie, moderate protein, high fats diet, which basically adjusts your fuel source for your body to use ketones rather than the fuel you're putting in it, which, yes, on the front of it, will yield fat loss. It will. However, are you going to be able to stick to that? I've got a bit of a stupid chair. Are you going to be able to stick to that for the rest of your life? If you like carbs, the answer is no. So chips, rice, pasta, bread, sweets, sugar, anything like that, carbs. You're not going to be able to follow that plan for very long. The issue that we have with these diets is that people follow them for 6, 8, sometimes 12 weeks, get a little bit bored, can't stick to it, and then put weight back on. And this probably sounds familiar to a lot of people. Yo-yo dieting, we call it. And basically, the weight will go back on a lot quicker, mainly because of the damage, in inverted commas, you have done to your metabolism and your body. More on that later on. So, fad diets. Yes, they work. Are they good? In my opinion, no, because you cannot stick to them for very long. I'm a very keen advocate, as most people know, of having an idea of your calories, no need to calorie count, picking the right foods and making things work for you. If someone gives you a diet and the first thing you ask is, how long do I have to do it or when can I have a pizza? Wrong diet, all right? Wrong diet straight away. Moving on, next one. Influencers, do not believe everything you see on social media from people that are on things like Love Island and all that sort of thing. They are being paid to advertise products to you, things like coffee diets, shake diets, bar diets, and I can almost guarantee to you they are not following that diet. Even if they are in good shape, they are not using that diet. And there's a few things going around at the minute, which has a before and after photo, which is literally seconds apart, because that is what you can do with Photoshop and all that sort of thing these days. Do not believe it. If it's too good to be true, quite often is. If it's been sort of enhanced or produced, it's not produced, is it? What's the word I'm looking for? Backed by some sort of celebrity who is not a health and fitness professional, chances are they're not doing it. Moving on then. Fat loss. All about calories in, calories out. That is whatever diet you follow, whatever means you do it, you have to get that right first. It is physically impossible to lose body fat if you're eating more calories than you burn. Fact. scientifically fact. But like I covered just a little bit before, the most successful way to lose body fat is adherence to the program, whether that is additional exercise or improving your nutrition by lowering calories. There's two ways you can do it. You can either move a little bit more or you can eat a little bit less. And that basically is, I could end a podcast here and go, there you go, done. That is the fundamentals of it. Mixing the two is the best for health. And the way you build up your diet, depending on what you put in there, which I'm going to come on to in a minute, will also improve your health. Now, in terms of improving your health, the first thing you need to change is your lifestyle, okay? It's your lifestyle. You need to create new habits of eating well, eating the right foods, and it's not easy. It is not easy. And that, in my opinion, comes before anything else. It's getting the mindset right to change, changing your lifestyle and making, not changing the what you do on a day-to-day basis, but making your diet work around you, okay? So if you are a very, if you are a person who has poor breakfast because you are rushing around all over the place, my wife is very similar, she said it to me this morning, I just haven't got time to do that. There is nothing in the rule book that says you have to have breakfast. Absolutely nothing. A way I sort of get away with it is two mornings a week, I don't eat till about 11:30. Because I could prep my food and take it with me. But then that's not for everyone. And at the minute, I'm following a fat loss plan along with many of my members, which is why I'm not doing it. If I was looking to increase size, I would definitely be taking food with me so I can consume enough calories during the day. But at the minute, that is not my goal. So on a Tuesday and a Thursday, I do not eat until 11 o'clock. Reason being is I would have to pick food when I'm out and about, which is a distraction. And it is very difficult. It's not that you can do it. You can pick good choices and healthy choices. However, the distractions are there that you don't. For example, I go and sit in Costa regularly or a generic coffee shop. And I go in there to buy a coffee. And in order to get that coffee, I have to walk all the way past the cakes. And then when I order my coffee, the cakes are sat in front of me. There are biscuits, chocolate bars now on there, crisps, all sorts, in big, shiny wrappers, encouraging me to pick them up and buy them. Now, so far I'm doing all right and I've not picked them up. I was looking the other day and the lowest calorie cake on the Costa counter, I think it was 379 calories or something like that. 379 calories. And it is all about marketing, advertising, trying to make you pick that up. Now, I've built my mind up pretty well to go, I don't need that. I've set myself some rules. And when I set the rules, I stick to my own rules. If someone else was to set me rules, I may or may not stick to them. It sort of depends which type of person you are, really. But I go in there to buy a coffee and that is it, which is how I sort of get around that. Now, moving on. I'm firing through these and I don't want to go on too long because I would like people to really listen to it. I know people are short on time. Creating your diet. Macros, fats, proteins, carbs, you need them all, in my opinion. And research has shown that you should have a mixture of all. I'm not going to cover them again because I've covered them in the last episode. If you want to know about a particular one, proteins, fats or carbs, I've covered them in the previous three episodes as to what they actually do. But mixing them all is the way forward, in my opinion. Getting a good balance, hitting your calorie deficit, and you are on the road to winning. Next up, micronutrients. These are your vitamins and minerals coming from mainly vegetables, fruits, all that kind of thing. Now, when you consume food, your body only digests and uses a certain percentage of that based on the efficiency and healthiness of your body, of your gut, if you like. Now, I don't know about you, but I, for one, would like to make full use of every bit of food that I eat. Every bit of goodness in there I would like to use and I would like my body to use. Micronutrients are the key to good health. And then what that enables you to do is when you eat a protein, is you use up as much of that protein as you possibly can, as much of the carbs as you possibly can, as much of the fats as you possibly can, which is where health comes into it and why in my opinion, it is just as important as these other two here as well. Calories, macros, and getting a good lifestyle is you want to be making use of the food you're eating. So get your vegetables in there to make it worthwhile. Moving on, timing of your nutrients. Some people will know, some people will not. I'm a very big advocate of eating your carbohydrates around exercise, as this is when your body is a bit like a sponge, if you like, and will utilize that carbs very, very, very well. Now, that is not to say you cannot eat carbs elsewhere if you're not exercising, because you can. If you are still in your calorie deficit and you are eating all your carbs before bed, the chances are you're going to sleep very, very well, but you will still lose weight as well. Just to put that in there. And then the last thing up there is supplements. There are all sorts of weird supplements. You can supplement for health, which is, you know, if you're not getting your vegetables in, which can be a good idea. There are also fat burners. Fat burners, do they work? Yes. What are they? Generally, they're stimulants to help make you move a little bit more, make your body more efficient at sort of releasing fatty acids for energy, if you like, and to burn them. However, they will not work unless you get absolutely everything beforehand bang on. You cannot overeat on calories, take a fat burner and think it's going to work, because it won't. It will not work. Moving down the list. Common mistakes that we see is veering off a very strict diet plan, going once wrong, having a pizza and then throwing it all in the bin. The diet, I mean, not the pizza. And thinking, that's it, bodged it all up and giving up. If you have got the right diet and someone who knows what they're talking about and can help you and guide you on the way, then you can fit that pizza into your nutrition plan. You 100% can, and you can lose weight. Another common mistake we see is the weekend. People think, I've eaten well on the Monday to Friday, I'm going to have a big weekend. And then basically the average of their calories is now well over the average for the week. So say, for example, your 2,000 calories, your weekly average should be 14,000. If you're suddenly 14,100 calories because you've had a massive, massive weekend, you are not going to lose body fat, even though you have been good for the other 5 days. Again, it's all about averaging it out, allowing for bits and pieces. So at the weekend, it is my mum's birthday. She has organised a big afternoon tea, of which there's going to be cakes, sandwiches, all that sort of thing. I'm well aware of this going forward. So what I've done is lower my calories during the week so I can enjoy them cakes at the weekend. Moving on, metabolic adaptation. Every time you diet, your body will slow down its processes and slow down the speed at which it metabolises and burns calories. So if you are 1,500 calories and you start eating 1,000, which is far too low, your body will slow itself down to meet those demands, which is where you've got to be a little bit clever about it and eat just slightly underneath your calorie allowance for a period of time. Come back up to maintenance, let the body recover and repair itself, and go again and go again. That is why these crash diets, again, do not work. Food volume. Try and eat foods that are lower in calories so you can get more volume on the plate for less calories. Good example of this, a plate full of vegetables comes in at 100 calories and is absolutely loaded on that plate, piled up. 100 calories of fats is a tiny teaspoon of peanut butter in the corner. Which one's going to fill you up more? Just something to be aware of there. Fats are calorie dense. However, you do need fats in your nutrition plan because they come with huge amounts of benefits, as covered previously. But just be aware that vegetables generally are quite low in calories. So if you are one of these people that can't handle their hunger well, if you like, add on vegetables on there instead of other bits and pieces to fill you up, fill the plate up, and increase your food volume without overreaching your calories. Last couple of bits. Spot reducing fat in certain places cannot be done. Okay, so you cannot just do sit-ups and go, I'm going to lose body fat for my stomach. It doesn't work the same way. You cannot do tricep extensions and dips to lose body fats from your back of your arms or your triceps. It doesn't work like that. It's a full body approach, if you like. All about energy in, energy out, thermogenesis, as in the burning of heat, which is all calories is, the burning of heat for energy. Lastly, reading food labels can be tricky, okay? Do not get sucked in by the big writing on the front that says this is lower fat, higher protein, they are designed there to sell and to jump out of you and go, oh yes, that looks like it's good, I must have that. Flip it over, have a look at the labels on the back and what's actually in there. Another mistake and a thing to avoid is generally things that are not so good for you is the labels will be on there and it will be calories per like 100 grams, if you like, to make it look a bit lower. But if the serving size is 300 grams, make sure you're timesing out by 3. Be a little careful between serving size and the nutritional information per amount of that food. Another note on serving size, if you need to weigh it out to measure that serving size, rather than guessing it, do so. For example, 40 grams of oats is roughly a serving size. It's a lot smaller than you think. Same with pasta, same with rice. The serving size are a lot smaller. So if you need to weigh it out to get an exact idea of what it looks like, do so. When you come back the next day, guess it first, then weigh it and see how close you were. If you're close enough, do it. You've nailed it. You've done it already. If you are miles off, do the same again the next day until you get it bang on right, until you get that serving size right. That does not mean you have to weigh every bit of food you eat. Certainly doesn't mean you have to count every calorie you eat. I'm a big advocate of eating whole foods, making good choices, and changing your lifestyle rather than counting every single calorie that you eat. That is gold standard. However, it will drive you absolutely mad if you are going on stage, bodybuilding stage, anything like that. Then yes, counting calories is not a must, but it's a very, very good idea. If you are just looking to become a little bit healthier, a little bit leaner, you can do that without driving yourself mental by counting calories. Right, I'll leave it there, because I have gone on and on and on, and I've just heard that Michael has got back from nursery, so I'll go down and see him. 70 minutes, short, sharp. Let me know what you thought about this. This, I think, is going to be a very, very valuable podcast for people to listen to, and hopefully it's recorded itself properly. Once again, thank you for listening. If you want to put a review on iTunes, that would be muchly appreciated. If you want to share it with someone else on your Instagram stories and on your Facebook, you'll notice I'm doing a lot more Facebooking now, as I believe it's a better platform. Also, in the notes section on here is I have put a link to my brand new daily emails, which are coming out, which is basically to avoid me getting lost in and around social media. I will still be posting daily, but I read that only 10% of the things you post actually get read by your followers, because they cannot see it because of algorithms and all that stuff. So I am getting rid of that, and I am emailing out every single day. Don't think I can do it? Watch. Subscribe to that list and watch every email come into your inbox daily. Once again, thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.